Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 4:11. Okay, this Mishnah is going back to that basic point we said before, which is that you're not liable for Shavuos Eidos unless the fact that you suppress your testimony ostensibly caused the plaintiff to lose his case. But if your testimony wouldn't have made a difference anyways, so then you're not liable for Shavuos Eidos. We said that before. Here's the granddad of that Mishnah, of that principle in this Mishnah. It says, Amar l'shnaim, if the plaintiff says to two guys, Mashbi ani aleichem, ish ploni uploni, he says to, listen, Reuven and Shimon, I put you under oath. Shimatem yodim li edus shetavo v'teyaduni. That if you know anything relevant, you'll testify tomorrow in court. And they respond back to him, Shvua she'en anu yodim l'cha edus. They say, we swear we don't know anything relevant to your case. Now, as it turns out, when they took such a shvua, and it was a lie. They actually did know information that was relevant to the case, but says the Mishnah, v'hem yodim lo edus, but the way they knew the relevant information was aid mipi aid, not from directly observing, but rather hearing it from a trusted source. Well, that's not going to be admissible in Bezdin anyways. Even though they lied in court, excuse me, they lied in their shvua and said they can't give any relevant information, they did have relevant information. It wouldn't be admissible in the court. It's not admissible in the court. Their failure to deliver it didn't cause the plaintiff to lose. Similarly, if it's Oshahaya Echad Mehem Karov Apostle, if one of the two necessary witnesses, anyways, their testimony would not be admissible in the court because they were a Karov, they were a relative of the plaintiff or the defendant, or each other for that matter, or their apostle, one of the two guys is inadmissible to give testimony because he's a Rasha or is a gambler and the like. So then, Hare Elu Paturin, so since their failure to testify while being dishonest wasn't the cause for the reason why the plaintiff couldn't make his recovery, so therefore they won't be liable for Shavuos Eidos.